Summer's coming up, which usually means people are getting ready for wedding season. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Megan Feary reports, this summer will be very different.
Susie Pouliot recently got engaged. She and her fiancé wanted to have the ceremony as soon as possible, and that's because of her dad, who's terminally ill.
So our thought was all about, what can we do in this shorter time frame to include my dad, knowing that when we have our actual wedding, he likely will not be able to be there.
Susie's father has cancer, and she doesn't know how much longer he has.
Actually, it's his fourth round with cancer, and he has been fighting like crazy for the past 5 years.
Treatment was no longer an option, and her father went into hospice care. So Susie and her fiancé chose a date, April 18th, and started calling vendors. Weddings are a lot of work to plan. Designing invitations, getting a dress, scheduling a venue. But Susie managed to do it all in just a few weeks. She and her fiancé both come from big families, and getting them all together was not easy. But somehow they managed it. And then
it became more and more like, okay, this could be a risky situation.
So they canceled the ceremony, which broke Susie's heart.
The part that was very important to me was to have pictures of my dad walking me down the aisle.
Having to cancel or reschedule a wedding affects everyone involved. Vendors lose their source of income, families don't get to come together and celebrate, and couples miss out on what is supposed to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. For Susie, part of the healing process is acknowledging that her feelings are valid.
This heartbreak, it's a loss of a dream that I had of having my dad walk me down the aisle. And that's no greater nor lesser than somebody else's heartbreak when they're worrying about how they're going to sustain their livelihood.
Susie may never get those pictures she dreamed of. One thing she had to cancel was her wedding photographer, Janelle Rose. Rose said that at the start of the year, things were really looking up for her business.
We looked at 2020 as one of our biggest years. It's a very catchy year. We had a lot of couples booking early, and our dates went really quickly.
And then suddenly, those same couples had to cancel or postpone. And it was scary.
It does affect our business big time, and it worries me.
And there's good reason to worry. Wyoming's wedding season is relatively short, but with about 4,000 weddings jammed into it a year, many people make their living off them. But for Rose, the loss is about so much more.
You know, I've been looking back through, we make these little slideshows of each wedding day, and it's just so painful to look through some of that right now because, I mean, you see so many people touching and being together and celebrating, and it's just, we're having to grieve what's lost and what we took for granted.
Kelly Renee agrees. She's a bridal hairstylist and makeup artist in Jackson Hole. It's a really popular destination for weddings in the state.
Summer is my bread and butter financially. I make most of my income for the year within about a 5-month period.
And because of Wyoming's long and unpredictable winters, most weddings happen between late May and September. A summer of canceled weddings could be financially devastating.
So it definitely affects being able to pay bills. I mean, usually summertime is where I can get ahead and I can put some money back and save. And then that way during my slower season, it kind of carries me through that.
But some people are still trying to keep a positive attitude. Kate Denisova was supposed to tie the knot on March 28th in Jackson Hole, but had to cancel everything at the last minute. She and her fiance were going to get married and then celebrate in style.
My fiance bought a tuxedo, which was several sizes too big to put over his ski gear. I bought extremely like poofy 80s style wedding dress. I got a veil to put on my helmet. So we're going to dress up and ski in our wedding costumes.
Since they were stuck inside on what was supposed to be their big day, they made do.
We dressed up in our costumes and had a nice dinner at home and took pictures and came up with a new relationship status called Almost Married.
Denisova says that being stuck at home together with nothing to do is good practice for when they're older.
We're doing things backwards. You know, we're experiencing retirement first and then the wedding.
And she's really trying to make the best of a bad situation.
I think the best you can do is just laugh.
Kate and her fiancé have decided to postpone their ceremony until things stabilize. So for now, the future is uncertain. But there's always light at the end of the aisle. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Megan Feary.